The hardest thing for us is going through this. My whole family's just devastated.
Joe Smite sat in our WBFO recording studio to share the story of his grandson, Devin Kurtzdorfer, a Kenmore West High School student. His wife, Deborah, joined him but did not want to speak. She sat nearby listening to her husband, and it brought tears to her eyes. Devin took his life last April. He had high-functioning autism. His grandfather tells us Devin was the constant victim of cyberbullying.
We never thought it would get to this point because Devin had so much help. He was going through so much counseling. But when it actually happened, the nightmare that my daughter has every single day, and till this day, she still calls my wife up every night crying, and just to see your daughter go through that, and then how close we were to my grandson.
Devin's parents had tried to help their son. He was in counseling. At one point, they took away his phone. Then finally, his mother removed him from school.
They were going to start homeschooling him, and then a few days later is when he took his life.
And sadly, the cyberbullying continued after his death.
It did. See, our biggest concern, and actually I told the town board at a meeting a couple months ago, was not only that, but it was continuing to go on because I have five other grandchildren in that school system. And one of his cousins was still continuing to get this from some of the children or some of the students there, that they were putting this stuff on the internet. And as far as we know, you know, the police were involved and they brought the parents in and hopefully took care of this. But again, this was ongoing months after his death. I mean, these kids are relentless and it's gotta be stopped. I think the parents have to start doing something with their children.
Smiter created the Devin's Message Foundation. The program is designed for students and parents to educate them about how to handle bullying. The foundation's mission is to build self-esteem, create awareness of bullying, and protect children.
It's a six-week program that maybe 20 to 30 minutes every week, the upperclassmen, the juniors or seniors, would go through our program. And then they, in turn, would bring it down to the middle schools, be champions for the program, where it's building resilience, building self-image, and showing how children can react when they are bullied, what to do, how to report it, if it's physical. What we're trying to do is really bring it to the schools because that's where they need it the most.
Have any committed yet?
We're in the process of doing follow-ups in the next few weeks because, of course, the holidays, a lot of them aren't in and a lot of them want to wait till after the 1st of January. However, there are four school districts that we've already talked to. There's Kenton School District, North Tonawanda School District. I've met with Star Point, the principals over at Star Point High School and the vice principal there. And actually, a student at Star Point brought it to the attention of the assistant principal. And then they called us and asked us to come in. So on Sweet Home School, I did talk to one of the teachers there who I know from years. As soon as he saw our story, he gave me a call. He said, it was amazing how he said, this is exactly what I need to get to my kids right now.
Kenton issued a written statement for our story. The district said it is always open to new ideas on how to address the social, emotional needs of students. It noted it has behavioral programs in place in the middle and high schools to promote a positive school environment. The district has a Dignity for All Students Act coordinator and mechanisms in place for anonymously reporting bullying. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.